Guide is your book. That's available on the Kindle store, on Amazon.com. And if you want to check it out in paperback form, it's on thebookpatch.com. WirelessWednesday.live is where you can keep up with Rick as he covers technology and gadgets and many other things. Good to catch up with you today. It has been too long, and I hope that you have a great weekend. What's coming up for you this weekend?
There's actually another tennis event going on around town, a little more under the radar. The Girls National 12 and Under Championships is taking place at the Lake Windward Club, and I have to go up and cover the finals on that tomorrow for a couple things that I do tennis-wise. So these are the stars, literally the young stars of tomorrow in professional public women's tennis. They're all up in Alpharetta at Lake Windward this weekend, and the finals are tomorrow. And I'll be up there if anyone sees me, say hi.
I know you've been a big tennis fan for a long, long time. How is tennis doing in the Olympics this year? Is it drawing the type of people viewing it and the enthusiasm that you expected it would?
I think so. It's been on Bravo. I mean, they kind of have a dedicated network to the tennis. It's not your typical tennis tournament. They get a lot of different players, again, from all over the world, because they're limited in the number of players that can be there by each country. But I think Serena and Venus lost early in the women's singles, so that kind of opens it up as a young American, Madison Keys, who's still alive, and a former college player in the U.S., Steve Johnson. He's still alive in the men's singles. So the finals will come up this weekend for the Olympic tennis as well, and I'll be watching, so I know you will too.
Absolutely, and I've gotten sucked in to the swimming and the gymnastics and have been really impressed with Michael Phelps. Every year when the Olympics come up, I think that I'm going to be able to steer clear of it, but there's just something captivating about it, and especially when it's our country that's really doing well, it's hard not to watch it. It really is just a unifying, wonderful thing.
We are doing well this year. Sully, there was a sport today called trampolining that a lot of people didn't know, and that was going on today. But we'll talk more Olympics maybe next week, so keep watching.
Olympics and water pipes, perhaps, next week on our visit with Rick Limpert. Always good to speak with you, my friend. Thank you for your time, and follow Rick on Twitter, Rick Roswell, the handle.
Good to hear you, Sully. Talk to you.